The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. And as Jesus sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. September 21 has, for centuries, been the festival of St. Matthew in the church, even though, for some reason, our Lutheran publishing house didn't think it important enough to change the readings on the back cover to the festival ones. A little congregation in Moorestown named after this wayward apostle did think it important enough, which is why you couldn't follow along with all of the readings. Matthew, to whom the first book of the New Testament is attributed, and the book's theme has Emmanuel, God with us, at heart, Matthew was called by Jesus while he was unpatriotic and a cheat. In other words, a tax collector. Tax collectors worked not for their own country, but for the country who had taken over their country. Jews who collected various taxes for the Roman Empire in Israel. In addition, they were seen as cheaters. You know, they usually collected money for the Roman Empire and a little money for me. A little money for the Roman Empire, a little money for me. Not good reputations. Imagine, Jesus was out for a stroll, saw Matthew at his place of work, and without waiting for Matthew to say a word, without waiting for Matthew to repent, calls Matthew, "Follow me." What was he thinking? Jesus, that is. Matthew follows him. And you see here, there's no cheap grace, which is a criticism that Lutherans don't set high standards enough for discipleship, beginning with repentance. Here, shockingly, grace isn't only cheap, it's free, much worse. There's nothing you pay for it, it's free. And it wasn't a moment of indulgence on Jesus' part, or a mistake to call Matthew. Because Jesus then goes and has dinner surrounded by numerous sinners and tax collectors. When he's criticized by the upstanding Pharisees, Jesus criticizes the Pharisees by saying, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Criticizing, meaning that the Pharisees don't see that they have any need. So that's what every single member of St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Moorestown for 64 years can claim. Those who walk through the doors and gather each week can consider themselves sick, in need of healing. On one hand, you may agree with me, not very appealing, right? But on the other hand, if we're honest, true. Thanks to Matthew, we can be completely honest about our failures and weaknesses. The church gathers as the sick, those who know they need healing. Jesus was building the kingdom of God not from the strong, but from the weak. Not from the upstanding, but from the broken, from the flotsam and jetsam of his world. Again, not very appealing. This fact, that Jesus was not thinking of successful, victorious ministry that everybody could look at and say, ah, but rather of brokenness, is the best news that any congregation can hear in the year 2014. Because not only can we come here being honest about our personal weaknesses and failures and need for healing, but we live in an era when the church itself is thought to be shrinking, is indeed shrinking, and divided, is thought to be irrelevant and broken. Other words, in need. There are many among us who can still remember the glory days of the Christian church, of which no other century in this country can compare, and I'm talking about the 1950s, when churches were putting up one new building after another, when Sunday schools were brimming, when seminaries were filled with eager young men waiting to serve. But those who are well need no physician. Today, you and I, our congregation and our church, need the great physician of soul and body more desperately than any time in recent memory. Martin Luther knew as much even before the beginning of the Reformation. Back before the Reformation started in 1516, he wrote to a fellow monk, "Beware of aspiring to such purity that you will not wish to be looked upon as a sinner or to be one. For Christ dwells only in sinners. On this account, he descended from heaven, where he dwelt among the righteous, to dwell among sinners. Meditate on this love of his, and you will see his sweet consolation." So perhaps we're living in the best time to be the church, precisely because we're the weakest, because we cannot rely as a church on ourselves. We're broken and cannot fix it. We're sinners and cannot forgive it. We're sick and cannot heal it. And therefore, we know that we need Christ, who comes to us, personally and among us, to share a meal with us, dwelling with sinners. Christ eats with us, with you today. He ensured that all Christians everywhere would forever gather around him in need. What's most important to a congregation named after Matthew is not the wonderfully faithful things that he might have done in later years to get killed for the gospel's sake. What's most important is right here in this gospel reading, where he gets called. Christian heroes, saints, are people just like us. In Matthew's case, people who are called while yet sinners, on whom Jesus has mercy and gives healing. For Christians, the hero is never the person themselves, because that would encourage us to try to be a hero, which always ends disastrously. Rather, for Christians, the hero is always God, who's revealed in each saint, A merciful God, in Matthew's case, a great physician. So, welcome to St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Moorestown, a hospital for sinners. Happy St. Matt's Day.